बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जाय, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरम चैव नरोत्तमम देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स 45 46 एंड 47 ओनली 45 हैज पर्पोर्ट धर्मो भागवतानां च भगवान् येन गम्यते आख्यानेस्मिन् समां नाताम् आध्यात्मिकम् अशेषतः धर्मो भागवतानां च भगवान् येन गम्यते आख्यानेस्मिन् समां नातम् आध्यात्मिकम् अशेषतः धर्मो भगवतानां च भगवान् येन गम्यते आख्यानेस्मिन् समां नातम् आध्यात्मिकम् अशेषतः
Ladies, please.
Translation and purport. Oh, word by word. Dharmaha, religious principles, Bhagavatanam, of the devotees, Cha, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yena, by which, Gamyate, one can understand, Akhyane, in the narration, Asmin, this, Samamnatam, is perfectly described. Adhyatmikam, transcendence, Asheshataha, without reservations. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The principles of religion by which one can actually understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called Bhagavata Dharma. In this narration, therefore, which deals with these principles, actual transcendence is properly described. Purport. Through the principles of religion, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman, the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, and Paramatma, the localized aspect of the Lord. When one is well conversant with all these principles, he becomes a devotee and performs Bhagavata Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj, the spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, advised that this Bhagavata Dharma be instructed to students from the very beginning of their education. Kaumara Acharit Pragya Dharman Bhagavata Niha. To understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the real purpose of education. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. One must simply hear about and describe Lord Vishnu and his various incarnations. This narration concerning Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrisimhadev, therefore, has properly described spiritual transcendental subjects. Text 46. One who hears and chants this narration about the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is certainly liberated from material bondage without fail. 47. Prahlad Maharaj was the best among exalted devotees. Anyone who with great attention hears this narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Nrisimhadev surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantika Vancha Kalpaturu Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I have a whatever, my sinuses are blocked. So in my mind, at least I can hear myself very loudly, but I'm not sure if I am loud enough. Can you hear me in the back? Okay. The pastime concerning Nrsingadev's appearance and the perfection of Prahlad Maharaja's being a devotee has just, you could say, been completed. So there must be something that comes out of such discussion, phala, fruit. Because there is no entity in this material world who does anything for nothing. There must be something in return. Otherwise, there's no motivation to doing anything. And these motivations fall into two very broad categories: spiritual motivations and material motivations. And practically everyone in this world is impelled by material motivations. Money, and the very grossest form, money, society, love, friendship. And more subtler levels is a sense of happiness, peace of mind, intellectual challenge, etc. And on the spiritual side, the motivation is, one may say, in the preliminary, my own salvation. I understand that I'm stuck in this material world and I want to get out of it. Or even higher grades of it would be that this is important for purification, or this is pleasing to Krishna, it's pleasing to the devotees. These are motivations. There is no person who does anything for nothing. So then there must be some, and the whole Vedas, the whole body of the Vedic knowledge has these categories which we have heard about: sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. There has to be some fruit in it. Prayojana means the success. In the corporate world, anything that is done first has what we call criteria for success, or what we call success factors. When you reach success, how do you know? How do you know you've achieved what you're supposed to? So there are a list of things. If we have not had any customer issues, or we have only 99% without issues, only 1% of issues, or you know, for airlines it's on-time departures, on-time arrival, no baggage lost, etc. Fuel efficiencies, full capacity of the planes. These are all success factors by which they measure themselves. We used to call them KPI, right? Key performance indicators. But you know on these factors how you're doing, and that gives an indication of the health of the organization. So like that in spiritual life, these ideas come from the Vedas. There is sambandha, abhideya, and finally prayojana, the fruit. I know that my devotional activities, my spiritual activities are successful if and when, you know, there's a whole list of symptoms. I develop ecstatic feelings, etc. Bhava and prema, the ultimate objectives. Because by that prema, I know how to serve Krishna better, properly actually, for Krishna's pleasure. So there is fruit in all of these Vedic, because the Vedic personalities, starting with Vyasadev, want us to become successful. They don't want us to do something just for the sake of doing and not get anywhere. There is a particular destination they want us to get to. And to get to that destination, there is a method or a means which we call abhideya. And that means will not be clear unless the sambandha is clear. As to sambandha means on a very basic level, it means relationships. But even more fundamental is, why do we need to know about these relationships? So I'll explain a little bit for those. It's just good to reassess this. So every living entity has a motivation. And their motivation is driven by the state of consciousness. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, their motivations are up to the level of mode of ignorance. Sleep, destruction, indolence, laziness. Anything that they can do within that which enhances ignorance is successful for them. For example, mode of ignorance would mean, for example, the later you can party into the night, that's the more successful you are. And if your friends, if they're all in the mode of ignorance, and you tell them, I need to get to bed by 11 o'clock, they think of you as bad company. What's wrong with you? At least 4 a.m., you know, that was, you got to see sunrise, right? So that's the motivation. For those who are in the mode of passion, the motivation is success, money, competition, etc. Comparing with others, how they're doing, and how many goods they have collected, how many things they have hanging from the wall or in their resume, or how are they doing in comparison with others. This is passion. Motivations and passion. There's motivation and goodness. Have I learned anything? Is there knowledge for me? Am I involved in charitable works? Am I thinking about the planet, society, humanity, other living beings? These are a little on the goodness level. Or that I'm not so much into material goods, but the refined lifestyle of poetry, art, etc. These are my motivations. So if nobody gives Vedic knowledge, which is called Bhagavata Dharma, and Prabhupada writes, Prahlad Maharaj says, from the very beginning of their education, this must be given. So considering that it's not given, and considering that the modes of nature are impelling everyone, if you look at humanity, then humanity is pushed in a whole different set of directions according to one's internal pushing. So then what's the purpose? What's the purpose of human life? If that's not clear, everyone's just heading in whatever direction that they think is the right direction. And this is what Vyasadeva, I was just hearing this morning, that this is what Vyasadeva was concerned about. Oh, how come humanity has no direction? Kali Yuga is coming up. And most everyone will be driven by passion and ignorance, in such that their motivations will not only be helpful, will not be helpful for others. However, their own motivations will cause harm to their own lives. Because passion and ignorance cause harm. Right? Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, happiness in the beginning and suffering in the long run. This is happiness in the mode of passion. And happiness in the mode of ignorance is, can't distinguish between happiness and unhappiness. That which is detrimental, they think, oh, this is very nice. And that which is helpful, they think, oh, this is boring. So there's no guiding light. There is no beacon of light that says to humanity, this is the direction to go in. We were reading in Lilamrita the other night. Prabhupada, when he started his Back to Godhead magazine, on the top of the magazine was a banner, right? And the banner had Lord Chaitanya on the left corner of the banner, or the left side, and rays of transcendence, like sunlight, emanating from the back of Lord Chaitanya. And in the far right of the banner was people struggling in the material world, and trying to reach out to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya trying to reach out to them. And there was a little circle or bubble in which there was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati instructing. If you see the Back to Godhead magazine banner, today is the same thing. It's this Prabhupada with his this mudra, instructing mudra. Because we need a director. We need someone who can direct us towards transcendence. So this is called Adhyatmikam. And these persons, because their motivation is nothing but the benefit of human beings, they can speak it, asheshataha, the last word. So asheshata has two meanings. Here Prabhupada writes both the meanings. Properly described, it also means without reservations. Shesha means to end. Asheshata, without ending, without reservations. Now people in the world generally don't want to tell others because they have some reservations. They have reservations that, oh, they may get angry. They may become upset. They may go away. They may reject me. They won't pay attention to me anyway. What's the point? So they're reserved in benefiting others. But these great personalities, like Prahlad Maharaj, and Prabhupada writes the disciplic succession coming from him, which is all of us as well, because he's a disciple of Narada Muni, they speak without reservations. In fact, there are times when they have spoken, and the persons that they're trying to help have caused physical harm to the very devotees that have tried to help them. Jesus, or even Prahlad Maharaj. He was trying to help Hiranyakashipu. What did Hiranyakashipu do? Torture his own son. Or Haridas Thakur, when he tried to help someone else, they became extremely angry, and there was so much animosity towards him. Or when Prabhupada tried, so many people became vehemently opposed. Oh, why is he speaking like that? Still, the word used in the Bhagavatam is vimanyava. Sadhavo vimanyava te. That the sadhus, one of the quality is vimanyava. Vimanyava means they don't become angry with the very persons they're trying to help. When the persons who are getting the help become upset, angry, and rebel against the sadhu who's giving them transcendental knowledge. And Lord Nityananda is considered such a personality. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Raya. Abhimana Shunya Nitai Nagare Vidai. Lord Nityananda was like that, or is like that. That is Abhimana Shunya Vimanyava. And Lord Chaitanya has asked us, Amanina Manadena. That is, in benefiting others, there are times when the very hand that is feeding is bitten. Right? That's a proverb. Biting the hand that feeds. Or that's just the nature of human beings. Still, these personalities, they want to give. Because there is a purpose behind it. The purpose is not their benefit, but the benefit of people like us, the suffering humanity, who's directionless, who's ill-motivated, durashaya. Durashaya ye bahirarthamanina. Andhayathandaya upaniyamana tepisha tantram urudam nibaddha. I mean, Prahlad Maharaj is describing why he is feeling what he is feeling towards any one of us. First he says, andhayathandaya. They are blind, and they are being led by blind leaders. And they are all heading towards the blind well. And they are being pulled by the modes of nature, as if an entity tied by ropes. And when they're pulled, you can't resist. When we had spoken that verse, somehow it was my fortune to speak on that verse, we discussed, if you tie a rope to someone's hand and you pull them, they can offer resistance, like in tug of war. You cannot pull them easily. You tie a rope to someone's leg and pull them, it's a little easier. But they can still offer resistance because they can hold on to something. Correct? But he says, Tepisha tantriyam urudam nibadha. You tie a rope around someone's waist and you pull them. You'll notice that they cannot offer any resistance. Even if they hold on to something, it's very easy to pull. Why? Because the center of gravity is around here. This is why balance, when we are trying to balance, skaters or dancers, they know how to manage their center of gravity so they won't topple or fall off. So that's where the center of gravity is. You tie there and you pull, you cannot offer any resistance. So Prahlad Maharaj says that every living entity is being pulled as if by ropes tied around their waist. Uru dhamni baddha. Uru is the stomach or abdomen. And you pull. What resistance can a living entity provide to the modes of nature? Nothing. Helpless. And he feels for all of us that way. Oh, I have to do something for them. So, and all of this has one purpose, adhyatmikam, that it is to guide everyone towards transcendence. It's like herding cats. Cats are on an altar. And the sadhu has to herd the cats and transform them from cats to proper human beings by culture, by education. And that culturing and education is called dharma, Bhagavat dharma. And it's not easy to transform a cat. Cat is what kind of an animal? I'm using cat as herding cats, but it's all species of life. To transform them into human-like. So when we say all species-like, it's not necessary that one has to be in the form of or the body of a roach or a tiger or a monkey or a frog. Those bodies come later. It's the inner desires that come first. Every human being has some animalistic desire, and that is why they move into, that soul moves into such an animal body. Doggish faithfulness or asinine stubbornness or asinine mentality of working very hard, whatever it is, that mentality generates the next body. So desires come first, body comes later. So with these desires, we are operating in this world. Although the dress is of a human being, the desires are very animalistic, very low. And Bhagavata Dharma is to uplift that entire range of consciousness into hearing about Krishna. So there has to be some nice fruit at the end of it. Why do all this otherwise? And that nice fruit is that one returns back to Krishna, back to Vaikuntha Loka. Here he says, Akuto Bhayam Eti Lokam. It is the place where there is no fear. It is free of anxieties. So that's a little carrot that the Vedas dangle. It's a transcendental carrot. We go back to Krishna. Oh. And it is not a cheating carrot, it's a genuine carrot. All of the carrots are cheating carrots. Oh, you'll go back to the heavenly realm, you'll become very rich in this world, you'll have great intelligence. These are all cheating carrots. What is it called? Dharma Purojita Kaitava. Kaitava dharmas. But there is a genuine transcendental carrot. And the genuine transcendental carrot is, you will have love for Krishna. And you will fully experience Krishna's love for you. Oh. But people are not interested. Because it seems far-fetched. In Kali Yuga, they don't want anything that is far-fetched. They want something that is easily accessible. Very easily. and accessible without any effort. Oh, I have to work, I have to follow regulative principles, I have to chant Hare Krishna, I have to offer everything to Krishna first. It's too much. Too much, too much. Give me something that's easy, very quick. That's the motivation. Quick gratification. Instant gratification. So if that's the overall motivation, then there is a means for getting that fruit. And that means is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. It's the easy. Hear about Krishna. And hearing about Krishna, here there was that verse previously. There's a set of verses of how the path of bhakti works. The process of bhakti. It's in the first canto, second chapter, verses 15 or 16 onwards. And it's a fascinating development of the unfolding of, or the freeing of the soul from the clutches of material modes of nature. And it begins very, very simply. It begins with Shushushaya. Shushushaya means consciously or unconsciously serving the devotees. And there is one little element in it, that it is Shraddhadharanasya, with some faith. Now, in the beginning, one doesn't have any faith of the genuine, I want to know Krishna kind of faith. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur says, it's just Adav Shraddha. Somehow or the other, there is some preliminary faith that says, oh, let me see what this is about. Or, it's not so bad. That's it. And nothing more than that. Or even unconsciously doing something for the devotees. But she says, Shushrushaya, or serving of the devotees. That serving of the devotees, Vaishnava Seva, brings with it the mature fruit in its very seed-like form. Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. Ultimately, spiritual life is measured by the yardstick of, is there taste for hearing about Krishna? Because one's taste for hearing something is on the basis of attachment. We hear what we are attached to. If I'm attached to Michael Jackson, that's who I'll hear. If I have attachment for whatever, Rolling Stones, that's all I hear. My hearing is tuned into where my attachment is. Sangat sanjayate kama. Very simple principle. So attachment for Krishna, the yardstick is hearing about Krishna. But the taste for hearing about Krishna, which we don't have, comes from Shushushaya, Vaishnava Seva. Shushushaya Shraddhadanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syan. Syan means it will come in the future. Mahat Sevaya Vipra, by serving the great devotees. Punya Tirtha Nishevanath. Then one begins. And then he says, what happens from that hearing? Shunvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Tirtha. You know? Shunvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Tirtha Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhrad Satam. Krishna, who's the friend of all the devotees, when he sees that someone is hearing about him, then he begins to clear all the obstacles in the heart. Abhadrani. All those inauspicious obstacles. What are the inauspicious obstacles? Our motivations driven by passion and ignorance. Our desires, what we want to accomplish, he sets them aside slowly. Then he says, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Then how does he remove them? Almost completely. Why? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And Prabhupada describes Bhagavata Seva means serving the Srimad Bhagavatam and serving the person, Bhagavatam. How do we serve the person, Bhagavatam? By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from them. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. And then he describes Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kama Lobhadayascha Ye. All this list of things, lust, greed, envy, pride, etc. Cheta Eter Anagadam. They're all removed one by one, one by one. Stitam Satve Prasidati. One is now established in goodness, whereby they have the space, mental space, the physical space, and the direction of their consciousness to hear about Krishna. And that space has to be created by Krishna's mercy. It won't happen on our own. And Krishna's mercy descends from the hearing process. If I give time to hear about Krishna, Krishna makes space for me. Krishna makes the time that I need for me. And then the person becomes joyful. Evam prasanna manasa. And in that state of happiness, Bhagavat Yoga, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. He starts getting realizations about the personality of Godhead and the truth of things around him or her. And the truth is, back to Sambandha, that everything belongs to Krishna. The reason we are driven by passion and ignorance is because we cannot see, or a living entity cannot see, the connection of things with Krishna. So they are open for exploitation. There's someone's jacket there, coat. It looks very nice. If I don't know that it belongs to Subal Prabhu, I'll think, oh, there's a nice coat for me to take. Only when I know its ownership, then I don't touch it. And when I do it, then if I were to still do it, then I'm conscious that I'm being a thief. Otherwise, hey, it's available. Isn't there a common religious idea that this world was made beautiful by God for us to enjoy it? That's a wrong idea. The world was made beautiful for us to recognize His cause in it and use it in His service. That's Ishavasyam. So that's the whole unfolding. And Prabhupada's writing that this is very important for human life. And it should be begun at a very, very young age. Bhagavat Dharma. Dharmo Bhagavatanamcha. Bhagavatanamcha Bhagavan. That means real dharma is to discuss both about Krishna and the devotees. There are many persons who are only interested in Bhagavan, but the Bhagavatas, they don't care. They don't care for the devotees. You see, people come and they walk straight. They don't even pay obeisances to Prabhupada first. Forget about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Straight to Radha Krishna. And they'll walk right in the middle of class, walk, totally oblivious to the devotees in the discussion of Bhagavatam. So what is real dharma? Is Bhagavatanam cha Bhagavan. And yena gamyate. One can understand this. And how to understand anything about Krishna? Akhyane asmin samamnatam. Akhyane means narration. Someone has to narrate it. And Vyasadev has narrated Bhagavatam, so as Shukadev Goswami and following his line, all the great acharyas down to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's followers are explaining the Bhagavatam. Akhyane asmin samam natam. Samam natam means perfectly described, thoroughly described. From all angles, they can describe it. In such a way that we can see how perfectly described in one sense means how Bhagavatam is applicable to us. If there is a book that is very nice but it's not applicable to us, we have no, it has no relevance to us. Okay, It's a nice book. Who cares? For example, there are many books about how to make money. For some persons, that's not relevant. So they don't even touch that book. Or there's how to make whatever, certain paint pigments. Has no relevance to me. I won't even touch the book. But if it is made relevant, then I understand, oh, this is important for me. And the great acharyas, akhyane asmin samam nyatam, means they make it relevant to us. By their descriptions, they make us understand, hey, this is very relevant to me. Because I am also struggling in this material world. And adhyatmikam asheshataha, they deliver transcendence to us. And that is their mission. They have gone out with this mission. Otherwise, they don't have to interact and mingle with the worldly people. They have no purpose. They have no interest. Nothing attracts them to the people or the activities of the people in this world. There is nothing in this world that says, oh, what is it? Let me be a little curious. They're very self-satisfied in their relationship with Krishna. But the reason they come into the material world and interact with the people of the world and travel here and there, take on all the inconveniences, and take on all the difficulties, only for this purpose. They want to deliver transcendence to the suffering humanity. That's it. There's no other purpose. Prayena deva munaya maunam charanti vijane na pararthanishta. There are many persons who, and he says prayena, meaning almost all transcendentalists, the great munis, maunam charanti, they just remain silent. So there are meanings for it, remaining silent, meaning when someone is struggling, most people remain silent. Why? It's none of my business. Plus, why do I care? That's a grosser side, but it's not my business on the subtler side. It's none of my business. Maunam. They maintain the vow of silence. Maunam charanti. Charanti is they recede into the Himalayas. And vijane. They don't want to be with other people. They don't want to be in this place where people are motivated by passion, ignorance, competitive, money-making, success in the material world, trying to compete with other, you know, destroying the other people, politics. They don't want to be with vijane. But Prahlad Maharaj objects. That is because na pararth nishta. They are not fixed in the deliverance of others. And their only obsession is naitan vihaya vimumuksha eko, my own deliverance. If I am removed from this material world, I am liberated, that's good for me. Nanyam tvadasta sharanam bhramato nupashe. He says, I want to stay here in this world because I understand that without Krishna consciousness, Bhagavata Dharma, there is no way out for all these people. I want to stay here. Prabhupada says, the fools and rascals. They don't know that without your shelter, there is no hope in life. So I want to be here to give them that hope. I'm not interested in my salvation only. And therefore, akhyane asmin samam natam. They thoroughly describe, they narrate about Krishna to others. For people's upliftment in general. And therefore these narrations are very important. To hear, to absorb, and to discuss it out. Somehow or the other, our call to action is shravanam and kirtanam. Not to keep it in. Whoever we meet, Lord Chaitanya has given us an order. Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. And it's not like we have to necessarily meet all the people on the street. That would be great, fantastic. But even among us, discussing and enhancing each other's faith in Krishna, conviction in Krishna is important. Then it uplifts us and others. That's the call to action by the Bhagavata Dharma. And that's what Prabhupada wanted. He did and he wanted us to do. In whatever shape or form, to whatever degree we can, to whatever capacity we have, participate in that. Because we have received something, it's important to give it, not hoard it. So, that's some thoughts. Any comments, concerns, questions? Yeah, Jitendra Prabhu.
There's that one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, the comings and goings to the temple are so much useless labor if one doesn't develop attachment for hearing about Krishna. You remember that verse?
Varnashrama Vibhagasha, no. There's a whole series of verses in the second canto that talk about the different body parts and how they are useless if they're not used in Krishna's service.
Yeah.
The legs are no better than tree trunks if they don't bring you to the temple. That's how it says.
But it's a useless labor if you don't have an attachment for hearing about the pastime.
Possibly it's in the one who thinks the body is the self. Yes, yatma buddhi kunape triha. In Shram Eva Hi Kevalam, it talks about occupational duties that which do not, maybe it's a sentence in that, but the verse particularly talks about that if one's occupational duty, you know, whatever it is, I guess at one time it was marketing for me, whatever, marketing, sales, teaching, art, scientist, whatever it is, if that occupation does not support or does not give the impetus for hearing about Krishna, he says all that work is useless labor. Why is it useless labor? Because it only helps them move towards death without any ultimate benefit. That's what it is. Yes, Subal Prabhu.
I was appreciating very much the explanation that you gave in terms of that the phrase akinesmin samannatam. Specifically the word samannatam that says that the translation is properly described.
Perfectly described.
Transcendence properly perfectly described. And then the implication of that is that, you know, the explanation of transcendence, the only Bhagavata Dharma is able to explain transcendence properly. Anything else is incomplete.
Right.
So process that teaches, you know, about coming in touch with Paramatma or coming in touch with, you know, the spiritual reality is not complete. The transcendence is not fully complete unless you come to fully understand the source of all, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it just, you know, makes it very clearly that the only way to properly teach about transcendence is, you know, Bhagavad Dharma.
Right.
And then Prahlad Maharaj recommends that, you know, to why, you know, you go with the children from the very beginning, you teach them, you know, transcendence from this perspective. So I was appreciating, you know, the way you presented it like that.
In the Samam Natam, perfectly described, in that word is discipline's exception. Because without disciplic succession, one cannot perfectly describe transcendence. And for it to one to be, the reference to disciplic succession is, it says, dharmo bhagavatanam cha bhagavan, both devotees and Krishna. And it has to be described properly, for which there has to be disciplic succession. Therefore, Prabhupada refers to it by saying, Prahlad Maharaj, the spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, advised. So without that, adhyatmikam asheshata, that one cannot properly describe without reservations. There will be some reservation. Reservation would mean they don't know, so they can't give perfect explanations. Or they can't tell others, surrender to Krishna. Right? Prabhupada was, so many times we heard, there was one, Prabhupada used to have a translation of one of the ex-presidents of India. He used that to write his Bhaktivedanta purports. And someone came and challenged Prabhupada, oh, that Bhagavad Gita is also okay. So he told him, open 1866. What does the translation say? Sarvadharman parityaja, surrender unto me. Prabhupada said, okay. Now this person has translated as surrender unto me. Now you read the commentary. And the commentary says, surrender unto me does not mean surrender unto Krishna, the person, but surrender unto the unborn within Krishna. And Prabhupada banged his hand on the table and said, see that? That is the cheating. Krishna says, surrender unto me, and he says, don't surrender unto Krishna. So one cannot perfectly describe without disciplic succession, which means without having one's, a spiritual master, one cannot. You know the story of, I don't want to take names, there was one famous impersonalist who became very popular. And so once Prabhupada was sitting in the room with his disciples, and this discussion came up. And whenever somebody would bring up Prabhupada, have you heard about such and such? Prabhupada always asked the question back, what is their philosophy? Without saying, oh, I don't like him. He would say, what is their philosophy? So one of the disciples said, Prabhupada's philosophy is that you don't need any teacher. About God, it's all coming from within. You don't need a teacher. And Prabhupada said, oh, we don't need a teacher, but he's teaching everyone this one. And what else has he done? Well, he's written, and he also says, you don't need any books, because knowledge about transcendence is in the heart. You don't need any books. And Prabhupada said, so he's writing books to tell people, you don't need books. You see the cheating? He wants his books to be going out. So he's writing books telling people, you don't need books. He's being the guru for others by telling them, you don't need a guru. This is cheating. That's how he exposed. This is cheating. So perfectly described needs the guru, sishya, parampara. Thank you, Prabhupada. Any famous last words? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.